On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And 11 past 10, we've got racing today at Taree. Helen Sinclair is there. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning, Sean.
How's the day look at Taree today?
It's a magnificent day, Sean. It's sunny and fine, no wind at all. It's just a beautiful, beautiful day.
Fantastic. Now, the track, how have you rated that?
It's a good four. We had 2.5 mils of rain overnight, which has just been perfect, and it'll race as a good four. The rail is in the true position.
All right, and that track's a ripper there at Taree. It's a beauty to race on.
Oh, my gosh, it's a wonderful track. As we can see by the fields, we've got all four fields today. We had to split a race. We've got 8 races. Very good quality horses and trainers travelling from a long way away.
Fantastic. Well, have a great day, and we wish you all the best. Thanks, Helen.
Thank you, Sean.
Helen Sinclair and Taree. It is 11 past 10, Sky Sports Radio. Gary Cleese is going to find the winners for us today. How are you, Gary?
Yeah, good, Sean. Yeah, dead on. And Helen couldn't have been any more exact. It's just an absolute picture-perfect day, and big field tracks in good order, so it's made for a good day's racing. Doing a good job this track and doing a lot of racing over the last 18 months and holding up really good, mate.
And a big day today for 1R Thompson, 61 today, RT. It's his birthday.
Just said to Shane, my cameraman, I said, somewhere I heard it in the last couple of days that Robert Thompson's birthday today. So, yeah, what an absolute marvel, absolute champion guy, and our industry thrive off him. He just doesn't change, and his riding doesn't change, Sean. He puts him into a position, his game, he's got more heart than anyone, and get in and have a go. And you know, he's just an absolute champion guy and a top rider. And just, yeah, I don't know how many years he's going to keep going, but anyway, he's the one that'll decide that.
Get a couple of jungle juices into you tonight, Robert, you'll be right.
He gave you a bottle one day, and I don't think he woke up for 2 days.
He's giving me a bottle every time I see him. I said, you'll send me son blind to this. RT, you know you're getting old when the candles cost more than the cake, mate. That's the boat we're in these days. The first today, 1 Canford Mix 750, 2 Collision 51, 3 Follow Our Dream 10, 4 Spanish Missile 23, 5 out, 6 All A Lady 101, 7's out, 8 Feather Yonesse 26, 9 Golden Eclipse 26, 10 Jazette $1.65, 11 Schengen 26, 12 The Crimson Idol 950, 13 The Time Warp 14, 14 Yulong Jupiter 18, 15 Aletta 61, 16 out, 17 Miss Piper Rose 34 and 18 out. Favoured 165, number 10 Jazette.
There's not a lot of moves here. Jazette stayed around that 165 all the way, Kingford Nick at about 750 and Crimson Idol. Little bit of a move for the Sweet Follower Our Dreams, $10 out to $11, back into $10 at the moment, but 10-3, 12-14 for me, and I'm with the favourite here, Jazette. She'd had 2 starts last preparation this filly. She went to Canterbury. She was beaten 3.9 when running 6th, and 5 winners come out of the race. And she went to Newcastle, beaten a length, and 4 winners come out of the race. So she resumes. Chris Lees has got her. 2 solid, soft trials. She was never off the bridle and looked a lovely big filly in the trials. Probably it's not the ideal gate, 12 Alley, but he runs her here, and I think she's only got to run up to her old form and run up to her trials to be hard to beat. I've got 3 Follower Our Dream. He was formerly trained by Matty Dunn. He's now in the Matty McCudden stable. He's in a good yard. I haven't run for 5 months. They haven't trialled him. Tongue tie goes on first time. He was placed 3 out of 6 rounds preparation. In fairness, they were over 1,300, 1,400 and 1,600 metres and even 1,800 metres. But just on the fresh side here, it could be the horse that could get back and really get to the line strong. 12, the Crimson Idol, only lightly raced. I loved the run on debut when running 4th at Newcastle, and then she went back and improved off that, running 3rd at Musselburgh, beaten 1.6. So she's an improving filly in a good yarn. And one down the bottom, the 14 Yulong Jupiter from the Neil Godbolt yard at very big odds. I like the way she got back worse than midfield on a rain-affected track. Cacked up 3 and 4 wide at Port Macquarie, and her best work was the last 150 metres. And she ran 4th and 6th last preparation. This is her first run for Neil, but 9 winners came out of those races last preparation. So at the odds, I give her a chance around the multiples. 10, 3, 12 and 14 in race one.
Okay, now the second event, 1 Bugger Lugs, 280, 2 Tough Case, 7, 3 Lady Animalia, 6, 4 Ramrod, 14, 5 Looking at Time, 151, 6 Firefly Poppy, 850. Number 7, Danganronpa, 81. 8 Double Essie, 151. 9 Forever Jude, 10. 10 Little Funny Bunny, 81. 11 Nardini Song, $7. 12 Salio, $8.50. And 13 Varani, $12. Favourite, $2.81 Bugalugs.
Yeah, he was $2.60 earlier on, and then he went $2.70. Now he's $2.80. Lady Amamalia, $8 into $6. The three and Tough Case is $6 out to $7. Nardini Song, just a little drift out of that $7 mark. So not a lot of moves here. Look, I'm with the toppy. I'm 1.329. He's an improving horse. He didn't show up last preparation. Obviously, he had a little bit of growing to do and developing to do, but Kristen Buchanan, like she normally does, gives these horses time, and his last two runs had a lot of improvement. He's run fourth at Muswellbrook, beaten 1.5, and he's come from 13 gate, and then he's come from the 11 gate at Muswellbrook 10 days ago and worked hard off the gate, beaten 1.5. So he gets probably a little bit better gate here, but he just looks the horse that's going to keep improving. And 1,400 looks ideal for him. Three, Lady in Amalia, she's only had the one start. She went to Muswellbrook over the 1,280. I got a long way out of the ground. Got back to near last down the back and made ground late, beating 2.5 over the 1,280. So she gets to the trip here today, 14. I'd say that run would bring her along. Too Tough Case. He's only lightly raced this guy. James Berry's got him in Muswellbrook. He's only had two starts. Now, he trialled really good before he debuted. Obviously, he needed that run when he debuted at 1,200 metres. And then he took him to Mudgee, and he led him with a little bit green down the back, and he had a good kick down the running, and they grabbed him the last 200 metres, but he fought on, beating 2.9. So he could be a little bit of an improver. In 9 Forever Jude, a two-year-old taking on older company, but I'll tell you what, I like the way he got back at Kempsey over 1,200 metres. Like he was slow to begin, no idea going down the back, but he really hit the line hard to get up and run third and stood him ground. Probably not easy to do a two-year-old going into open maiden 1,400 metres, but he might be the little horse that can improve off that last run. 1.329 in race two.
Third event, one out. Number two, Hashtag Viking, is 2.60. Three, Autumn Rain, 2.50, four out. Five, Stella Del Rock, 71. Six, Bad Boy Charlie, 19. Number seven, Osbed Trump, 51. Eight, Dogger to Fury, 6.9. Fantasy Girl, 41. 10, Kenning Hall, is 7.50, 11 out. 12, Rooster Cogburn, 21. 13, Snugglebug, 19. 14 out. Favourite, 2.50. Narrowly, number three, Autumn Rain.
Yeah, but it's been the best back, Sean, by far. $3.70 they bet, and they went $3.80. And 2 hours ago, they went $2.50, $2.40. So it's been had good support. Hashtag Vikings, $4 into $2.60. So he's been a good firm up. Little firm up to go to Fury, but she has had plenty of chances. $9, $6, and Kenning Hall. The 10 in, $11 into $7. But Autumn Rain and Hashtag Viking, very good support on tab. And 9, 2, 3, 8, 10. I'm with the two Hashtag Viking. I made him to take two horses coming out of the last meeting here 13 days ago behind Bellamy. Look, he's a big fella. He had the track up wide. He looks like he's still got a lot to give. He was under pressure getting to the corner, but the more Peter Graham worked on him, the better he got going, and he really hit the line hard late. So I got him hard to beat. Two Autumn Rain. Look, she was huge on debut. She ran second at Scone there, behind the Cyprian, beat the 0.2 of a length and probably should have got the money. But then she went to Port Macquarie and she ran 9th at 10. She was beaten 10.8 lengths. The only thing I can put it down to off the replay, that she didn't handle the track whatsoever. She is certainly better than that. And she's only got a run up to a debut run and there's money for her on tab. So maybe forget her last run at Port. I give a chance around the 8 to go to Fury. Like I said, she has had a few chances, but a very kick mare, ticking away good. Got a couple of kilo weight drop from her last run at Port when she was wide the trip. And 10, Kenning Hall, was a much improved run here, fourth up. This is fifth up here today and gets down to the 55 kilos. On with the two, but the three looks obviously hard to beat. 2, 3, 8, and 10 in race three.
The fourth, the two-year-old, one Hitman, 10, two Men in Tights, 10, three out. For Talis, 7, 5, Last Chance Dance, $1.75, 6, Rum Shaker is 19, 7, Upper East Side, 12, 8, Bold Rush, 15, 9, Self Regard, 101, 10, Siriano, 6.50, 11 out, 12, Temptations, 101, 13 out, 14, Polarizer, 21, 15 out, and 16, Secret Mission, 101. Favourite, $1.75, 5, Last Chance Dance.
Awfully hard to beat, Sean. Opened up at $2.20 this morning. They went $1.70, $5.70, and just crept out of that $1.75 right. Now, a little money for the 10 Seriano, $8 into $6.50, and Talis is $8 into $7. And Hitman, a little bit of support for the toppy, 11s into 10s, 5, 7, 4, and 10. Look, she looks awfully hard to beat, Last Chance Dance. She's had two runs. Well, she went around in the gym track in a Group 3 on debut, beating 4.8 behind Catch Me. She went to the Wellington Boot and beaten 4.6. And she went to Gosford in an open maiden behind Love My Cashiers, beaten 0.5 a length. Love My Cashiers has gone on to win since again. And she gets back from open maiden back to two-year-old company and draws a gate with 57 kilos. She looks very hard to beat. I love the run of the seven upper east side from the Kristen Buchanan. You know, he went around a pretty hot race on debut and didn't show up. They rode him off the speed in a 900-metre open maiden beyond Brazen Pine, beaten 1.8. But I love the way he really got going late over the 900 metres. So he could be the big improver. Poor Tallis, he did a good job. He had to work off the gate. He led, he rolled kick, and they run him down the last 200 metres. That run will bring him along. And the 10, Seriano, look, she's had four trials overall, and probably her last trial was her best trial at Gosford. She was only beaten 0.5 a length a couple of weeks ago and gets the gun gate from the Chris Lee stable. So obviously a filly just taking a while to put it all together. But like I said, her last trial was a lot better, and there's a little bit of support on tab for her. 5, 7, 4, 10 in race four.
Race five, one out, two Cartel, 340, three Bullseye, score six. Number four, Naretva, is 320. Five, Just Sizzling, 650. Six, Bachelor, 21. Seven out, eight, Kirk Ellis, 650. Nine, Lingalonga Lass, $9. 10 out, 11, Kate's Pearl, 21. And 12, Caleb will do, 81. The favourite at 320, number four, Naretva.
Good little horse too, Sean. There's money for him. $4.40 into $3.20. Cartel, the two, $5.340. So he's had support. Bullseye score. The three is $8 into $6, and just a little shorten up, Just Sizzling, $8.50 into $6.50. And I'm with Just Sizzling. I like that little bit of money coming for him, 5, 2, 4, 3. I thought his run had plenty of merit here the other day. He drew the nine gate behind Casino Mondial. He was beaten 1.6. Prior to that, he'd gone 12.50. I think he's just probably that little bit better horse, kept around the 1,000 metres as his form suggests, but he hasn't got nine alley today. He's got one alley with Buckley aboard, and he'd be stalking a quick speed here, and you would think he'd get a lovely running transit from the gate. Two Cartel, he's had two runs back. He was terrific to win here first up, and one easy, and two winners have already come out of the race. And then he went to Newcastle, and he was beaten 7.2, but I just see in the Stewart's report, he pulled up with a slow recovery rate, so probably you could forget that last run. Home track again in the good gate. Born the Retva. He's also likes to get back. He can hit the line, this guy. He's won two out of his last five. They have been at Port Macquarie, but the speed in the race will determine. I think the quicker they go, the better it'll suit him. I want to have a look at this big fella, the three Bullseye score. Lukey Thomas has got him now. He won a maiden here going back in December. They took him out to Inverell on Inverell Cup Day, and he got the money. But he's had a change of yard, and he's had one run for the new yard at Hawkesbury, and he set outside the leader and did a lot of work. So if he's improved off that, he's a big player because he's not a bad horse, and young CJ knows him good. 5, 2, 4, and 3 in race five.
But at race six, one Apache Junction, who's 19. Number two, Exit Only, 151. Three Financial, 34. Four Snitzel Rain, 330. Five Spender, 320. Six out, seven I Was, 34. Eight Ludnam Lass, 41. Nine out, number 10 Coherence, 126. 11 First Pirouette, 21. 12 Lily of China, 13. 13 Mill City, 280. 14 Agenda, 126. 15 The Outcast, 19. 16 Carlu Dreaming, 71. 17, 18 out. Favourite, 280. Number 13 Mill City.
Had good support too, Sean. $3.50 into that 280. And Spender from the Jimmy Jarvis Yard, $3.50, 320. So a little move there. It's Mitchell Rain. The four is $3.50, 330. No money. No money for really anything else. Little tickle up, 15 Outcasts at the odds, $26 into $19. 4, 3, 5, 15 for me. I'm just with him, Snitzel Rain. He's a former Victorian. Mark Quinn's got him. He had one run in Victoria. He was shipped up to Mark. He produced him at Port and Lightning Alley, beating 0.1 of a length. He went back and got the job done, beating the Times Warp, and then went to Tamworth. And look, things never went right for him. He did protest against the winner over the alleged interference over that last 100 metres, and the protest was just dismissed. But I like the horse. I think he can work off a bad gate. He can just maybe park up. He probably doesn't have to lead if he can find a lead on him. Benny, look, it'd be all the better. Dangers of Mill City. She's had four runs back. And look, she went around in a 64 rating the other day, beaten 2.8 lengths. Prior to that, she was placed at 1,500 metres in a Class 1. So she's coming off a 64 rating, getting to a Class 1 maiden play with 1.5 kilos over the limb. I can't work the weight out. She carried 57.5 and 64 fillies and mares, and she's at a Class 1 with 55.5, so she's well weighted. Spender was really, really good to win it at Grafton. He blew in Ackley on right away, and prior to that, he'd run second behind Galway, and Galway's won a class one since. So Jimmy Jarvis has got him going good. And I did also expect a little bit at the Outcast at 15. I know he's had a few chances, but a mile will suit him. And he's definitely not out of your playing your multiples. $26 in the 19, little move for him. 4.13, 5 and 15 in race 6, Sean.
All right, race 7 named after a great man, John Fletcher. One out, number 2, Cash Spinner, 61. 3, Chamisal is 290, 4 out. 5, Party Host, 480. 6, Web Prada, 10. 7, Fast Quest, 23. 8, The Croc, 19. 9, Nashian, $6. 10, Salad Dodger is 8. 11, Starfest, 34. 12, Ghetto Boy, 13. 13 out, 14, Shadow Roo, 23. 15, Mr. Hooterbell, 19. 16, Golden Words, 51. 17, One More, 34. And 18 is out. Favourite here, 290. Number 3, Chamisal could be the birthday present for Robert Thompson.
Yeah, it could be. And you're right with John Fletcher's funerals today. What a lovely man. I still remember. Yeah. I reckon the last 20 years I've seen him at the Abbey. We saw him at the Abbey the last couple of years when we were there, Sean. Over
great
the
bloke.
Yeah, mate, just an absolute... And loved his racing, and it was a passion that he had, and he's going to be very, very sadly missed. So, yeah, to his wife and to all his family, our condolences go out. 6.3.9.10. Look, I'm with Wear Prada, the 6. Two runs back, and I think she's outstanding odds sitting on that $14 mark. There's a little move for her, $14 into $10. She's had two runs back. She was run off her legs at 1,000 metres, went to the Jardel Cup over 1,200 metres with 60 kilos and had to go back to last and found the line beaten 1.9. She's third up here today where she's a two-times winner third up, and she drops 2.5 kilos. So look at the odds. I'm willing to gamble. No knocks on Chamisal here, Robert Thompson's ride. Johnny Sprague trains. He's a former Victorian. He's won a maiden. He's won a class two his last two. They've been at Port Macquarie, and they have been on rain-affected ground. He's going to get a different circuit today up on top of the ground, but I'd love to see him win for RT on his birthday. And Nine Nashian, I thought she did an enormous job to win here, and I must say, a gun ride by Ben Locker. She had 14 gate. He put her straight into the winning position 150 metres after the start, but she's going good. And Salad Dodger gets back from a mile back to 1,400 metres where plenty of speed. He's got a tendency to over race a little bit over the mile, but he may be the worst getting the sweet run off the quick speed. 6, 3, 9, and 10 in race 7, Sean.
All right, now have you got a good thing for us?
Got one more to go, Sean.
Oh, sorry, you have the 8.
we can get out now if you want to. We can go.
No, I was just looking ahead thinking, what have we got to fit in here? Now, the 8th one, Cliff's Choice, 752. Take to Heart, 330. 3, Dalet, 950. 4, Matakuri is $6. 5, Acid M, 420. 6, First Time Lucky, 750. 7, My Certain, 18. 8 out, 9, Seething Jackal, 34. 10 out. 11, Gypsy Queen is an $18 pop. Number 12, True Raider, 151. 13 out. 14, Witty Woman, 71. 15, Pass of Gold, 151. 16, Hell of a Tale, 151. 17, Esplanade, 19 and 18 is out. $3.30 favourite, 2, Take to Heart.
Yeah, you want to know the flux on it, Sean? I'll give you $10,
yeah.
$6, cool. $4.60, $4.20, $4.30. $10 into that 380 mark. Little money for a suit, and he got in as much as that 380, but he creeps out with the weight of the money for the 2. And Makuri, he's $5.50 at $6. Best back runner by far. Probably the best back runner all day. Take to Heart. I'm with 5. I'm sticking with him. 5-2-1-6. I'm with the suit on here. He resumed first up. I had a good look at him in the yard. Nashian beat him 0.5 a length when he run third. He had a bit of tidying up to do. The blinkers go on him here today. Bucko sticks with him. He's probably got a sticky gait, but hopefully he's improved a bit off that first up run. And if he has done that, I think he'd be hard to beat. Look, with him saying that, the 2 Take to Heart. Samantha Clinton rides for Adam Duggan. She debuted at Wong. She got the job done there in a 5-horse field. But there's 2 winners come out of the race. She had a good break, came back. A run Kimber Grange was huge. She was midfield and hit the line really good in a 64 rating. She gets back to fillies and, well, class one here over the 1250. So, and the money's come for her. So that she's going to be hard to beat. Cliff's Choice, I loved his run last start. He did the work over 1,300 metres in front, and he was run down late, beating 0.2 of a length. He comes back in distance, back in grade from a good gate. And 6 first time lucky, Barry Reckless little bloke. He's doing a really good job, this little horse, and he's not badly placed here under the weight scale with 57. 5, 2, 1, and 6 in the last, Sean.
All right, what stands out?
My 2 horses, race 4, number 5, Last Chance Dance. And I'm pretty keen on this horse in the last one. I know the money's come for take two to heart. But I'm pretty keen on race 8, number 5, Asuda, with the blinkers going on, and hopefully he's improved off the first up run. Race 4, 5, race 8, 5. Quaddy numbers will go 5, 2 and 4 in the first leg, 4, 13, 5, second leg, 6, 3 and 9 in that third leg, and 5, 2, 1, 6 in that last leg, Sean. But beautiful conditions, no reason why we couldn't find some winners, and tracks in great order, and Robert Thompson will be here on his birthday, and let's hope he can ride a winner, mate.
Yep, fantastic. Good on you, Gary. Look forward to the late mail throughout the day.
See you, Sean.